Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
This just in, Patrick Manelli.
Patrick Manelli, the longest tenured player in Chicago Bears history.
I want to thank the Bears organization for an incredible 16 years.
Score Football pre- and post-game show co-host.
It seems like one of those years for the Bears where things are aligning. We talked about the beginning of the year, what's a goal for the Bears, and everybody was kind of saying 8-9, 9-8. Now we're saying playoffs, and then the way things are falling, Marshall, it's like, wait a minute, what could possibly happen? Does good fortune keep happening? Does the Pope keep blessing the Chicago Bears?
He even has a signature beer.
Long Snapper IPA. The can, the artwork's me long snapping a ball on top of an El Camino. I have an El Camino, so the artwork's great. The beer's great.
Patrick Manelli with Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
We wait for the courts for Patrick Manelli on this Football Friday here at the Broad Stop. You're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday presented by your local Ford dealers and Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. And in case you're wondering where the crowd is from, we are live from the Broad Stop here at Raheemy Harrison Grody in Kenosha for the Broad Bowl ahead of tomorrow's game. The Brats have arrived. Mm. Look at this ridiculousness. We have a sampler of brats and cheese curds up here. Thanks to our friends with Ziegler Subaru of Kenosha for having us here. If you are coming by, we'd love to see you. Bring your new or gently used coats to donate to Ziegler Subaru ahead of Kenosha's annual coat drive. So, Patrick Manelli, thank you for joining us here at the Broad Stop.
It's Patrick Manelli, everybody.
I mean, this place is iconic. Who wouldn't want to be here? So to finish up the intro there, the brats are great. The cheese curds are great. Everything's great today. So, I'm happy to be here, guys.
Everything's great. We have a wonderful crowd, and we've already gotten gifts. Doug from The Mob is here. You know him as Audio ID Kid. And our friend John from Pepperidge Farm brought gifts. The gifts are not important. The gift is you. So thank you for being here. We're happy to see everybody. I think we want to continue where we left off, the Inside mm-hmm. the Locker Room segment. Mark Grody, I told you to hold a thought. So
yeah.
Let's get Patrick Manelli in on this.
Well, Layla brought up all the pressuring that the Bears did the first time around against the Green mm-hmm. Bay Packers, and obviously it did not work, and in fact, it burned them more. How much of that do you take away from the game plan now heading into this game tomorrow at Soldier Field? That is, how much of the pressure, the blitzing, do you take away?
Yeah, I just think that's in Dennis Allen's DNA. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to bring it. I just don't know if it'll be as much as he did before. But if Zach Tom is out, that to me is the biggest loss they have. Christian Watson being out is big. He's obviously the deep threat. But Montez Sweat, the highest paid guy on the Bears defense, going up against a backup tackle. So if I'm Dennis Allen, I'm looking at him and saying, hey, you have to get pressure. I know they're probably going to chip you. They're going to try to stop you with two players. But we pay you a lot of money. We expect you to go against a backup to get me that pressure. And that's what I look at this game. I think it'll be less than it was before, but I still think that's just Dennis Allen's makeup, and that's what he's going
to
be.
It goes back to what Dennis Allen said earlier in the season before Montez Sweat kind of picked up the pace and started getting sacks on a regular basis. He said he's got to win his one-on-one yes. matchup, and that was before there was a backup in the picture, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a fact. And that's when you look at Montez Sweat and what he's getting paid, his production isn't there, in my opinion. I would want more out of him. Is he a darn good football player? Yes, but you're paying a guy to get sacks. You're paying a guy to be a finisher in the fourth quarter. He hasn't been doing that. So this game, this week, going against a backup, I don't care what their game plan is to stop him, he's got to be that guy. He's got to get after Jordan Love and cause some havoc. So I want to see what happens with, I think it's Kennard or whoever the backup tackle is, number 70. Gave up a sack last week when he came in for Tom. Gave up a couple pressures, so I expect him to get after him a little bit. And I would think in that defensive meeting room, everybody's looking at Montez Sweat. I would be, if I'm on that team, saying, all right, this is a game where you're going against a backup. Produce for us.
Well, and Montez Sweat isn't just the highest paid player on defense. He is the highest paid mm-hmm. player. And when you look at the math, it's $25.085 million for Montez Sweat. DJ Moore is next at $24.9 million. And if those two produce,
not even to the level of the yearly salary relative to the rest of the team. I don't fault DJ for not being targeted, but if those two show up, this is a much different game as far as a confidence level on Saturday.
Yeah, and I think they have to start fast. I heard you guys talking about that earlier. I think that's the key as well. You can't get behind. They showed their resilience. I think us as Bears fans, we liked what they did in the second half. They gave them a chance to tie it or win it or whatever they were going to do, or if to go for two or not. But, you know, it's another opportunity to see how good you are, but they got to start fast. And what I was thinking about is Ben Johnson always talks about we're going to play our best ball in December. And I understand guys are going to – rookies are going to play better. It's a first-year head coach. But when you get to December, you can't have the pre-snap penalties. And it seems like they've stopped those. They've limited those now. So the best ball is just being on time, doing all the small things properly. And that's what I want to see. I want to see them start fast. Unlike they did against the Packers, they had two penalties in the first two drives that backed them up to third and 15, and they couldn't convert. So to me, best ball is not having those penalties early on and converting those first downs and putting up points early and not getting behind the way they did.
The thing is about the Bears starts is that the Bears were slick early on in the season. Like the scripted plans were great. It was like, okay, can you do something beyond the scripted plays was the question that we were asking. And my question to you, Patrick, is there anything that you can pinpoint? Because we throw a lot of stuff around, things like he's got too much adrenaline going, he's too strong early, he's feeling it, maybe he's a little bit nervous early on. Are those real things for a football player early in the game?
Oh, I would think so.
Yeah, that's true. That's not just stuff we say.
No, I think you see it with his arm, his overthrows, his underthrows, all that kind of stuff. I think you see that. It's you know, and what I do like about seasons, they seem like there's ebbs and flows. So let's get back to those fast starts again. Right when
they were pretty.
Yeah, they were, right? When they get to the end of the season, they make this playoff push and maybe into the playoffs. But, yeah, I think adrenaline can be a thing. You know, you talk about how do you get somebody started? What is it easier to do? Run two out of three times on the first three or four plays to get a quarterback into his flow? Do you give him a chance to maybe run the ball? We talked about when Justin Fields was here, he got going, right, when he ran the ball. What is it that Caleb needs? Maybe him and Ben Johnson are still trying to figure that out. Whatever they were doing at the beginning of the year, it worked. Maybe it's just to start a little bit slower for him and not put as much on his plate early on.
We are at the Brat Stop here. Rahimi Harris and Grody and Kenosha with live studio audience.
You guys look great.
I do.
They look great.
Expanding. Everybody's so nice.
We've got a 54, I see. We've got a 23. But oh, yeah. Yes. Young man. Got a Devin Hester
Gale
going.
Gale Sayers.
Sean Gale, if you'd like to, for my olds. I always like to care of the olds.
The Gale I see the Alshon Jeffries. I heard you guys reference this.
Yes,
I love
great.
It. I love
this
it.
Segment with Patrick brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric for all the right reasons. Call 866-4-SEASONS. I want to talk about the defense, specifically the back end of that defense, the secondary. They didn't know that they were going to be missing Kyler Gordon when they were preparing all week for that game. And I'm not sure how much he was going to play, like how many reps he was going to get, what percentage of the snap count. But they know that they don't have him this week.
Right.
So now I'm wondering, what do you feel like they can do? Because they really are outmatched in a speed versus speed situation if Christian Watson is good to go.
Yeah, but it's Jalen Johnson, right? How healthy is he?
Well, that's the question.
And he talks about that he's going to be better as weeks go along. And what is this, week three he's been back? And I think last week, I don't know what his snap count was, but it was way higher. I expect more. And then you have Tyreek Stevenson back as well. No shot against McLeod, but he's a backup, right? Tyreek Stevenson started this week in this league for a while. So you have a very good backup if Jalen needs to spell a little bit. So I think it's up to Jalen Johnson. Hopefully he can get healthy. It seems like he's getting healthier. I mean, it was a heck of a pick he had in the end zone. I heard what Charles Tillman had to say about it. That's high praise when you get a cornerback like that praising you. But I think the answer is Jalen Johnson. I really do. I think he's the one. If he can play close to his level of play, then that'll help out that defensive backfield.
Well, and Patrick, I think it was brought up, and I forget by who, but talking about how it appeared, like, to the eye that Jalen Johnson was a little bit slow. Mm-hmm. Now, you would assume, oh, it's because he's coming back from injury. But I think in this case, it was the step of thinking. You know, like, this was his first time back. He doesn't have a lot of time with this defense in real time during games. You know, you can have that happen. What did you think when you saw how he was playing? Did you see that read time maybe factor into what you saw the first
time? I think that's why you have preseason, right? That's why you have preseason games. Some veterans need more games than others. Some need more reps. And now he's got his reps. And I do think health-wise. He just doesn't look as explosive, and I think mentally as well that it's all, you know, is it going to pull again? Is it going to hurt again? I think that's those are hurdles he has to get over, and it's happening. And the more you get through that, the more comfortable you get. And I think you saw that as the game went along as well, that he looked more comfortable. And it's just confidence in your body. Once you get out there and you can just play and you're not thinking about what you have, then he can play the level we're used to seeing.
One area I do expect it to change for this team compared to the first matchup, I think they will do a better job of tackling. And I'm not just saying that because Tremaine Edmonds is expected to be back out there. I'm saying I think the linebacking core has gotten stronger and stronger from a depth perspective all the way to those starters. And now T.J. Edwards has got a little footing under him. Playing yes. a couple of games. Do you feel like what we saw in that 3rd-and-2 play?
Yeah, that's
the infamous
just went,
play.
Yeah, that just went right to my brain as we had 4 or 5 guys missed. Javon Dexter went and just kind of, you know, a big guy like that doesn't go to wrap up. And I was actually watching tape earlier in the year. He did the same thing to a running back, and I'm like, why are you're what is he, 6'5", 300, Mark, what is he, 6'5", 6'6", 330 or whatever? Just tackle him. Don't hit him, please. So maybe that's a teaching moment for him as well, and you'd hope that doesn't happen, but if I'm the coaches, I'm showing that play over and over. Guys, this is unacceptable. I'm bringing that one back. That's one, obviously, you coach on Monday after the game, but that's one you bring back during the week when you're in team meetings or not team meetings, when you're in defensive meetings, you're showing that one. Like, this is unacceptable. We can't have that. And you set that standard that Johnson's putting out there and just make sure, guys, can't have that anymore.
Patrick, it's obviously a big deal that neither Roma Dunze nor Luther Burden are going to play in this game, but I find myself not being as worried about it as I probably should be about it, and it's because of Ben Johnson.
100%.
I'm not wrong on
it. No, I agree with that, because if you look at the throws that Caleb makes, guys are schemed open.
Yes.
That is Ben Johnson. Yes, there are plays where guys get themselves open. Like Colson Loveland does a nice job of beating guys one-on-one. All the guys do. But most of the time, you see guys wide open in the middle of the field. Luther Burden last week, right in the middle of the field, a nice, 20-yard gain or whatever that was. So I don't have a problem with that. And here's another reason why. Zacchaeus has 35 starts. Duvernay has 25 starts. I think he started 13 games 1 year, I think, back in 22. And they're in their 6th and 7th year, I think it is. They're veterans. They're going to be ready to play. They're going to be in the right spot. They're going to do what's coached and what's asked for. And with Ben Johnson's scheme and the way he opens up guys just with his play calls, I think they'll be okay. So I'm not as nervous as or scared or whatever you want to call it as much as I would be, but I think they'll be okay. I think the drop-off will be a little bit, but not a whole lot.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
This segment with Patrick Manley is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. As a former player, when you hear people talk about being amped up for the game, and we know that the fans were during the game against the Browns. We know that the Bears talked about it immediately after the game against Cleveland. And then you hear a guy like Cole Kmet, Mark Grody played the audio a couple segments ago.
I heard it.
Did you hear that?
I heard it. I heard it on my drive up here.
Yeah, so, okay.
You guys sound fantastic, by the way.
Well, I'm glad the signal goes up here. No, but I do want to ask, as a former player, what do you think when you hear all of this and how do you put it together? Because it's not
really
something
we talked
about.
I was shocked a little bit. I was excited to hear what the answer was because you guys set it up perfectly. And I thought it was interesting because you learn in these moments and you learn, like Ben Johnson's been talking about, a lot of these guys have not played in playoff games. This is their best record. This is the best December time they've ever played in December in games like this. You have to learn how to deal with that. And yes, you can amp yourself up too much, but I thought he had a very a veteran way about that answer there. That, you know, this is just another game. Understand it is just another game. It is the Packers. But listen, what we did last time didn't work. You can get too amped up in the first couple drives. So you learn when you get into these scenarios more often, and you learn how to deal with it during the week. You learn what a Thursday practice needs to be like, what a walkthrough on Friday needs to be like, what you need to do on Saturday, and how to get yourself mentally ready for a Saturday night game or a Sunday game or whatever these are going to be for the rest of December.
Did you ever – I forgot. I might even ask you. Have you played in the Saturday night game?
I can't remember. Well, I think there was two of them,
there's
right?
There's only two
what was the other year?
History. It was 1970.
So, no, I did not play in that one. Yeah.
He's like, he's very long-tenured. He's not
I was
that
negative. I was negative five.
Yeah, the other one – and this is specifically Saturday night because the NFL in the 90s used to do the Saturday games too. But on a Saturday night, it's only the second game – that a Bears team has had in franchise history. The other was the season opener in the 1970 season, a 24-16 win over the New York Giants, that courtesy of our friend Kevin Fishbang.
I mean, how fun is this, though? I mean, we talked about it a little bit on Tuesday, to have this for the city, the amp up, you know, people partying all day long, tailgating all day long, getting ready for the Bears-Packers, and it's a huge game. It's Mark, I heard you talking about Aunt who? What was her name? Aunt Rhonda?
Oh, Aunt Rhonda.
Aunt Rhonda, yes.
Yeah, I think Aunt Aaron went through my head.
Aunt Rhonda.
She is the barometer.
Yeah, Aunt Rhonda.
But it is. I mean, it's a huge game, and it's just fun that it is the national game Saturday night in the city. It doesn't look like it's going to be too cold. It's just going to be a great game, and it's a great barometer for the Bears to see how good they are. Ben Johnson's been preaching best football in December. Well, let's go.
Yeah, and for the record, Aunt Rhonda is in that select group of people, and they exist. We joke about these folks, but there are people like my precious Aunt Rhonda who, if the Bears lose twice to the Green Bay Packers, no matter what they do for the rest of the season, it doesn't matter.
I didn't think there were people around like that anymore. I thought that kind of passed by, but
no,
I guess there is.
We joke about it, but it's true.
I just don't understand. You win the Super Bowl, she's still going to be upset?
I think so.
It's like the Michigan fans. It's like the Ohio State fans who are mad that they lost to Michigan.
You don't remember that? It's a tainted Super Bowl.
Okay, here's the thing. You're still going to celebrate it. You're still going to be on Michigan Avenue, but it will be a thought, right? It'll be, well, they did lose to the Packers twice, but you really don't care
that much. Aunt Rhonda,
or they'll talk about the Packers game up there that Caleb missed the throw to, you know, we'll talk about it. It'll be a little subset of it.
She told me, and I quote Aunt Rhonda, "Mark, the season is on the line."
Well, I mean, look, I'll say this. The season itself may not be on the line, but the postseason and what you think you can do in the postseason is certainly on the line, because if you win, it's definitely a split from if you lose. Those are two very different paths if and when you get to the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, it's a real test. And without Micah Parsons, they're still a darn good team. I mean, that's the thing. So this is a real test. And I don't know about you guys, but when you heard of – I'm gonna bring it up. When you heard about Micah Parsons' injury, what was your reaction?
Yay.
Okay.
you're relieved, but at the same time –
you got a yay up and down, right? The same yay?
You're relieved, but at the same time, you would like to see them face –
And it's just also it hurts football. I think when you lose greatness like that, you always just want to watch great players. I love watching the highlights on Monday or Sunday night before the Sunday night game of great players making great plays, and that hurts the league. But it was the exact same reaction as you, Mark.
I mean, how can it not? It's part of the game. It's the heartless part of the game.
But 100%,
if we're going to sit here and obsess over every single injury report.
Like when Aaron Rodgers got hurt, I was like, it's all right with me.
Sorry about that.
At least he gets to come back next year.
Hey, ice that down, Rogers. Killer. Give me a call sometime.
Yeah, to me, it's akin to the Aaron Rodgers thing. It's like, what are y'all talking about? Just get a dub.
Yes,
don't care whether or not Aaron Rodgers plays. Just get the freaking dub. And guess what? They got the dub, right? Yeah.
Well, what don't you like, Layla? You don't.
I wanted them to face Aaron Rodgers.
Oh,
and
I was with you. I was kind of with you.
I wanted him to feel like he was 41 years old.
They can still face Aaron Rodgers.
They owe inflicting pain on Aaron Rodgers.
They can still face Aaron Rodgers
in the Super Bowl.
Marshall is very adamant that the Steelers are going to the
Super Bowl. I'm so conflicted over that. Yeah,
Marshall is a Bills fan, and yet also is adamant about the Steelers going to the Super Bowl.
Listen, I know we got to get to break, but when we come back, I do want to talk to him about specifically the fact that the Packers have guys who did not practice all week but are questionable.
Right.
And Evan Williams, to me, I think that is the linchpin to their defense. I really do.
No, I think you're spot on, Marshall. So let's hold that thought. Let's get back to it with Patrick Manley. Nice enough to join us here live at the Broad Stop with all of you lovely facing. We've got a great crowd here at the Broad Stop in Kenosha for the Broad Bowl. We have cheese curds. Mm. We have brats on brats. Mm. Everybody's happy. Our segment with Patrick is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4 Seasons. More with Patrick Manley. We broadcast live from the Scores Hyundai Studios from the Broad Stop in Kenosha. Next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.